Today is 4th of May 2019. This is Sharon Casey interviewing Deborah Frimpong.
Hi, I'm Deborah Frimpong, and I'm here in at the moment. I'm in the role of the chair of the Moorings Neighborhood Forum, which is recently formed in the last year. And we are hoping to be soon designated under Greenwich, Royal Borough of Greenwich. The consultation is actually out at the moment. It's a 6-week consultation that will take place, and then depending on the result, which we're hoping will be successful, then Greenwich will, over a few weeks after that, give us official designated status, I suppose, and then we will continue to hopefully guide or influence, rather, decisions within the Moorings area. And I'm aware that the old social club is being redeveloped, so we're hoping to have influence on that and some other projects that may come up. We're working closely with Verity, and who is helping to design and structure quite a bit in that area, and I've been instrumental in working with Peabody with the Claridge Way pathway designs. They had a workshop which I attended with my two youngest sons, which they did a video on that as well, so that's probably be added possibly in the archives. But I came to the back to the UK actually because I was originally born in the UK at Greenwich Hospital in 1964, October the 1st. And then my parents immigrated to Canada, and I lived there for 25 years and then returned back 22 years ago. And in that time, I had two children in Canada, in Brampton. And then when we returned here, I since had six more children and acquired a stepdaughter as well. So I have nine children altogether. So I have a vested interest in what's happening in the community. And when I first came, I got involved with the resident group, and I also started a role in, I came in 1997, July 1997, and in 1998 I started working at Lakeside, which is now still Lakeside Medical Center, but is now redeveloped, and also in Erith as a dental nurse, part-time. But 18 years ago, I retired from that because, you know, spending more money paying for childcare than, you know, working. So I'm also a minister supporting my husband in a local church just at the atrium. We use the facilities there. And basically, when I came to the UK, I knew that I wanted to make a difference because I've been volunteering and working basically most of my life. I used to volunteer as chair of the Dental Association back in Canada. So when I came here, I got involved in Trust Thamesmead, which was the charity at the time for Thamesmead. And I was a board of directors there for about 3 years. And then I was, I would say, invited to come to Galleons, which was not a smooth transition because there was a bit of conflict that was going on there. So when I moved on to Galleons as a resident board member, it was a bit difficult. It was a bit difficult because they weren't pleased that I had moved on to the Housing Association. Anyhow, so I was with Galleons Housing Association as a resident board member, as a chair, treasurer, and all different roles. And then eventually I became a board of director at Galleons as well, and customer service chair. So I played a lot of different roles. At one point, my daughter was part of the youth group that helped to acquire money to start up the link, and she actually held the check. So I was quite proud to, you know, to be a part of that. So I've seen a lot of changes within Thamesmead. I think one of the biggest things that when I first came that I said I would like to see is the walls coming down on Yarton Way. And I remember speaking with Alison Breeze, who was the director of operations at the time, and saying, you know, I really think that it would make such a huge difference to see this wall come down. And today it's down, and some of the overarching bridges are down as well. And I'm quite proud to say that being involved with the Housing Association, I helped to start the first furniture bank that was run just off the whole old Tavy Bridge bank. And then eventually we went over to the atrium, and then I became ill, and that was taken over by my colleague Ray Woodage. And but unfortunately, it's one of the things that was really useful, but the bunker house that used to house the furniture was unsafe, so they had to shut it down. And so the furniture bank has a lot of furniture that is not able to be accessed. And I think there's been quite a few years now that they were hoping to resurrect it, but to date that hasn't happened. And I know there's definitely people that could make use of that, so that's a bit of a, I think, a sad story, but it's also a good one in the sense that while it was running, it really was effective. We were able to help Peabody in the sense that stuff that was left behind from properties, instead of being thrown out, we were now taking them and you know, giving it to offering it to people that needed it at a very low price, or you know, if they were really you know, financially strapped, then we would offer it to them for free. And I am quite proud of that you know, operation that took place, and I would really hope that somehow it could be resurrected again. Another thing that I would say I'm really proud of as well is while being on the resident group, I was able to get Greenwich and at the time Galleons talking, and because the lighting on Byron Close was really, really bad. And eventually it was, you know, because of the different boundaries, there was tossing about as to who was responsible, which we've, you know, lived with for years. And that's one of the challenges within Thamesmead, that we're situated between two different boroughs, and sometimes and then the housing association and the charitable association, and you're just thinking, well, who's responsible for what? And you know, sometimes there's a conflict as to, you know, ownership of that responsibility. But I was also able to, I just wanted a few more lights, but it ended up, I went to Greenwich and they said it wasn't their responsibility, and then Galleons said it wasn't their responsibility. But eventually Galleons put lighting on every other garage and Byron Close. So I'm really, really, you know, pleased and proud that I fought for that and saw it through. Beyond my wildest imagination, that wasn't what, you know, I thought would happen, but I'm so pleased that that happened. And obviously another thing that my role now that we would like to see is more lighting in Thamesmead, because there are areas that aren't still not well lit. Going back to when I first came, I used to think that, you know, people didn't seem really friendly. They weren't used to my style of, I think, coming from Canada, you just always say hello to everybody. And people kind of looked at me like I was weird. But now over, you know, years staying here, you've become familiar with people, you're involved. I became also a school governor for my children's school for 3 years. So you get to be, you know, known in the area, and people are more comfortable saying hello and stuff like that. And with having, as I said, I ended up having another 6 children here. So I felt that I had a vested interest in trying to do my best to influence as much change to make the area safe and develop for, you know, the children to have activities. I remember when I first came, they used to have a lot more stuff for the children to do, especially Trust Thamesmead really organized, you know, the Thamesmead Festival. They used to have activities at the basketball court just beside this building here. And every summer there would be things happening that the children would go to and, you know, would be involved in. And I think that, you know, kept them off the street. It kept them, you know, engaged with one another, with what was happening within the community. But then as, you know, the government changed and funding were cut, and even the link that was supposed to be, you know, the hub for the young people, then that's why the name The Link was chosen. It was decided to be a link for the young people to come together. And unfortunately, it became a business place more than a hub for the young people, which I found quite, you know, disturbing, considering that they worked so hard to raise money and to apply for funding. But I mean, I know there's now development that's, you know, supposed to be happening under the arches as well. So hopefully we'll see some positive changes that will encourage the young people again to be involved and not, you know, I think the times that we're living in are so, so difficult. I think our children are having to be exposed to such dangerous times, and I think they're frustrated, and they feel like there's not a lot of hope. So, and when you don't have hope for yourself, then, you know, you don't value the life of other people. And I think that we're seeing that more and more, in the sense of the amount of self-harm, mental health issues that we're dealing with the young people. And it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking, because before, you know, if you got bullied, you know, you come home, you might cry, tell your mom and dad. But now, you know, if you get bullied, somebody may have put it on social media, and that's there forever. You know, you can't ever, you know, hide from it. And I think that leaves such a huge trauma for these young people to try and deal with. And I think, you know, when they're trying to get their head, you know, a sense of understanding or get their head around all this stuff, I think that's why sometimes they're making some of the decisions that they're making. But I believe that, you know, the more that we, as, you know, adults, you know, try and influence more positive change for them, hopefully there will be a shift. And you know, one thing that we see within Thamesmead is like there's quite such a huge change because of the transportations that's developing here. We've got the new Abbeywoods station, which is beautiful, and it's more accessible as well, because I think there's more frequency. You can go from Raynham to all the way to London now. You can go, one train will take you all the way to Luton now. So it's making Thamesmead so much more accessible to the rest of the UK and in general. And I think I believe that is a positive thing. And I mean, you just have to walk around and see the amount of development that's going on. Even now, I remember Morrison's used to be Safeways when I first came here. There used to be a bank, Woolwich Bank, that was at the Thamesmead Town Centre. Unfortunately, that closed down. So these are some of the things that I think is a bit of a setback, because we don't have a bank anymore in Thamesmead. We don't have local newspaper. I remember Don Williams used to, you know, have a local paper that he did, and that's gone. And you know, there, I think there's been times where people have tried to resurrect it. I know a colleague of mine and I tried to start a little local business and do leaflets of the local business within Thamesmead, but that really didn't take off because you didn't have people that would really pay for the services. So that kind of went out the window. And now we have the news shopper, but I mean, it's I think mostly you can pick it up at the library, which has developed a bit as well. But again, there's not enough parking there for, you know, the people. And with the boundaries that we have, people that might be living like within 5 minutes of the leisure center will have to pay maybe 2-3 times more because they're living in the Bexley area. And which is, you know, really frustrating for them, because I mean, here they have a local leisure center that's there, but they probably can't access it because of how the cost of it. They'll have to go all the way to Crook Log because that's the Bexley side, or Erith, which I think if, like, we had at one time, the Galleons Resident Group put in our little local newsletter that we printed, that, you know, what do people think about having Thamesmead as a parish? I think if Thamesmead was a place of its own that was able to be allowed to be governed, and we didn't have this division between Bexley and Greenwich, then I think there would be a lot more that we could, you know, make decisions about improving what's going on here, and hopefully, you know, get more jobs for people. I know I've heard different stories about different developments that, you know, are supposed to happen within Thamesmead. I don't know whether they're true or not, because I haven't read it personally myself. But one thing that I did read is that they're supposed to be bringing the DLR to just like where the town center is, which that would be great if that's true, you know. But I think it's a wait and see process for some of the stuff. I'm sure that same way we're creating history right now, the people, you know, 20, 30 years from now, they're going to look back and say, oh, wow, there's been, you know, so many changes that have happened. And hopefully they'll have good things to say and not just, you know, negative things to say. I've now got grandchildren. So, you know, I came here with my daughter that was 2.5. She's now going to be 24. My son was 10. He's going to be 31. So, you know, there's been a lot of changes. They've all learned how to swim in Thamesmead. They went to swimming lessons at the leisure center, and they've gone to the local schools, Jubilee Primary, which is on the Bexley side, and then also Tawny Road, the school by, I've forgotten the name. Anyways, ideally, you know, local schools here. My two boys go to Woolwich Poly, and two of my younger daughters go to used to be Erith School, is now called King Henry School. So even that, just the names and of places changing and developing. And I remember we used to have the CRC, which was a little community room for us when Galleons was first formed, and now that's all gone, and you know, there's flats there now, and so yeah, so it's been a lot of changes, and some really good and some not so good. But I think the biggest change that hasn't been so good is the lack of funding for that has been taken away for the young people's projects and activities that are going on. And I think that shift has changed the dynamics of what we're seeing is happening with our young people, which is rather unfortunate. But I still believe in Thamesmead. It's a beautiful area. I think it reminds me of where I came from in Canada, Brampton, very suburban, kind of lots of trees and parks and, you know, open spaces. And I think we're still really, really fortunate to have all that, and just to be able to access it and to be able to use it. And I think people should make the most of, you know, what is there, and not, you know, stay home and be secluded so much. But unfortunately, I think, you know, we're living in times where people are fearful of, you know, because there's just, you know, there's random attacks and stuff like that. But I believe that, you know, there's still hope, and where there's hope, there's always a future. And I believe in Thamesmead and the future of Thamesmead.
What would you say is your best memory of Thamesmead?
I loved the Thamesmead festivals that used to happen, and the lead on to it. They used to have competitions, and the young people would, you know, be part of this big production, and they would have, you know, well-known artists there as well, but then the local art, local people could get involved as well. And it was, I think it really brought the community together. I mean, even they used to have a mini fair at the grounds at Galleons, you know, but then, you know, at the Birchmere Park, they would have a big one, and that was really, really nice. I mean, there was so much to do. But again, unfortunately, you know, some people from outside came in, and they had to make a decision to close that down. But I think now we're hoping to resurrect it in a smaller measure, which, you know, I'm hopeful. I mean, they had the South Mare Lake festivals, and for the past few years, and those were quite successful as well, but not in this, at the same level at all as the Birchmere. But I'm looking forward to the acrobats that are coming, and, you know, the different, you know, productions that Peabody is helping to, you know, have over the summer. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I heard that there used to be like little animal farms by South Mere Park and stuff like that, but I wasn't around for that. But yeah, just I think for me, the best part of Thamesmead is, you know, right now the open spaces that are there for us. I'm hoping for improved transportation that gives us accessibility, that we can still live in Thamesmead but still get the best of both worlds. And shopping, you know, ideally, if they, you know, once they hopefully develop this area more, then people can stay here to shop instead of having to go to Bexley Heath or Greenwich or, you know, Stratford or one of those other places. It would be nice to be able to have a local cinema here, and what am I thinking of? Laundrettes, those kind of basic things that are in a community that make it more of a, you know, like a family place. Because not everybody has, you know, washing machine, or when it sometimes it breaks down, you just want to, you know, and sometimes it's at the laundrette that you meet people and you just have little chats and stuff like that. So But yeah, I love the parks. I love the open spaces, and especially with young children, you can't keep them in the house all the time. They need to go outside, and that's one of the I really love about Thamesmead, and I would say that that's one of the things that's made me stay in Thamesmead. Just the open spaces, the lakes, and hopefully we can develop the activities more over the summers, each summer, for people to, you know, get involved and become a connected community again, which it used to be like that before. So thank you.
All right, thank you, Deborah.